Feel like your life's too busy to go back to school? With Miller Mott College's online programs, you decide when and where you learn. Gain invaluable insight from industry-experienced instructors, all while building connections with peers who share your drive for success. Our team is only a call or email away to give you the academic and career support you deserve at every step. Have time for what matters while still reaching your goals. Visit miller-mott.edu. That's miller-mott.edu.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back. And the phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673 if you have a question or a comment. Wendy, a Detroit pastor, you got to hear this, okay? He is, well, folks are pretty upset with this guy because he decided that he was telling his congregation how much he wanted them to tithe. And he said he wants $2,000. He wants you to tithe $2,000. And so, well, a Detroit pastor is coming under heavy fire for a viral video appearing to show him scolding church members who was making a $1,200 donation instead of the $2,000 he had requested during the fundraiser. Bishop Marvin Winans of the Perfecting Church is shown to be offended as the worshiper Robert McCoy made her donation. Oh, I guess that's Roberta McCoy made her donation on Sunday. So this woman comes up. She's only got $1,200. He says, "No, you didn't hear me. I want $2,000. $1,200 is $800 less than $2,000. You didn't." She says, "But I don't have that. I don't have." She says, I can try to get some." She's telling him she could try to get some more. And he said, "That's not what I said to you. I didn't say to you I wanted you to get more. I said I want $2,000, boy." What do you think of that, Wendy?
Well, it's right up to your alley.
Yeah, I can tell you. You know, these prosperity preachers, I mean, here, can you put maybe some blame on Roberta for not understanding, you know, that she should have turned around and taken her money and walked out the door, right? Or should she have told him about the widow and the two mites? You know, I guess I would have asked him, "How much have you given? How much are you giving here, right?"
Right.
You say, "How much of this money?" You know what the money was going through for? A building project. He wanted to. So I would have asked him, "How much is going to feeding the hungry, housing the homeless, clothing the naked?" Right? That's what I would have asked him. People have said to us, to me over the years, "You could have had, over the years, with as much as money if you brought in, you could have had a huge building." Well, you see, that's the problem. I couldn't find anywhere in Scripture where it says to raise enough money for a huge building, right? My Bible tells me to feed the hungry, house the homeless, clothe the naked, visit those in prison and in hospital. That's what we've done. Because, see, we really do believe this Bible, you know, we really for sure do believe the King James Bible right here, and we believe, what is the number one thing that God demands more than any other thing in all of Scripture? What is the number one thing?
Obedience.
That's exactly right, obedience, and that's what we believe in, and so and that's what I've, you know, trying to get that message out to people out there. Listen to the Word of God. God is talking. Pay attention to what He's saying out there, right? Mm-hmm. And so, who do we have?
We have Ray in Philadelphia.
Okay, we're going to go out to Philadelphia and talk to Ray. Hey, Ray.
Good evening, Pastor. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good. Fine, thank you. A question for Wendy.
Okay.
I've had experience with dementia. My father, before he passed away, had frontal lobe dementia, and I saw, you know, the cognitive decline throughout. You know, he had a stroke my studies, because I became very interested in how this tick comes about. Well, right now, a friend of mine, she is has been diagnosed with a mild cognitive situation, and she's very, very concerned. And my question to you is this, again, before the question, from everything that I've been reading, everything starts with the heart upwards. If you have heart situations, a heart situation where the plaque is growing within the arteries and whatnot, and it works its way up to the carotid arteries into the brain. And it's been proven that if a heart patient changes their diet intensely, they can clear those arteries. Mm-hmm. Now, I guess the question, I don't know if you can answer or not, but how does that come into play with cleansing the carotid arteries and the amyloid plaque within the brain?
Yeah, that's a great question. Usually, there's been some studies with regard to arteries and veins that tend to get stiff and rigid where plaque will stick. And we want to keep those arteries and veins flexible to take the pressure from the pump, the heart, and to prevent anything from accumulating. Oddly enough, it's ocean salt, not refined salt, but your Celtic sea salt. There's been studies on the salt. It's the minerals in it. And water and salt in the human body are counter-regulatory, but it also strengthens cell walls. And keeps them from collapsing and bleeding. So it's strengthening artery and vein integrity. And the other, with regard to getting it to the brain, you want to use some circulatory herbs if you're really trying to push some product up there to help the brain out. Salt is going to get up there eventually as well. I like to use rosemary and some really hot cayenne. This is a circulatory boost. A lot of times when people don't have really good circulation going to the head region, when they take a lot of these circulatory herbs to boost circulation, they may feel a little pressure, like they're wearing a baseball cap that's a size a little small. It's momentary. It goes away, but that's an indicator. The other thing is I see a lot of people have tension. They keep a lot of tension in their shoulder, in the back of their neck area. And it can squeeze that artery delivery up the back of the head. So it's really important to make sure that you're trying to stay as relaxed as you can and not get tense the back there. So I think it's a combination of things, to be honest. It's not going to be one thing. Probably I've seen people, you go on, like, you know, vegetarian diets for a month, and it really drops the cholesterol issue and the accumulation of things like plaque. So that may be, you know, dietary lifestyle change. Mediterranean diet, oddly enough, cultural studies say, you know, people don't have heart disease, cancer, diabetes in the Mediterranean area. It's how they eat. So I'd say, you know, kind of adopt that diet.
Yeah, I've read about that. So but let me ask you one question, because I know the phone's probably lit up. She also had 5 COVID shots over the last 4 years. Do you think? Yeah, I bet you have to do it.
I don't think it helped any.
Yeah, well, that's I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, that could have a contributing factor. So
not possibly. Yes. So, all right. So, all right. Well, you answered my question, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Ray.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Ray. All righty. Who do we have next?
We've got Bob in Queens.
Let's go to Queens with Bob. Hey, Bob, you're in the air.
Hello, Pastor Ernie. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay. And how are you, my friend?
I'm fine, thank you. It's good to talk with you again. I'm calling about a comment you made it several times on your show about the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Seventh-day Adventists. You're definitely right about the Jehovah's Witnesses not believing that Jesus is God in human form. I know, because I used to study with them years and years ago, but thank God I got out of that before I got sucked in. However, you've made the same claim about the Seventh-day Adventists, and I have to differ with you, because I have friends who are Seventh-day Adventists, and I've even been to their church.
Let me tell you, Bob, there's 3 different sects of Seventh-day Adventists, okay?
Really?
One of them is very close to to what we believe, okay, with the exception. In other words, one of those actually believes that Jesus is God the Son. But
that must be the church I went to. That was the type, yeah, they believe
and
in
then,
the
But they also believe that he was not the first child, that the oldest child, that he was, but they believe he was the youngest. There are those that believe that Joseph was married before that and had had other children when he married Mary. And I don't know where that comes from, but one of the sects is very, very radical. I mean,
that's news to me. I didn't know that.
Really into Ellen G. White.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They practically venerate her the way the Catholics venerate Mary.
I've said to
some of them in a half joking, half serious way, I've said, listen, I follow a risen Savior, not a dead woman, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to be very careful. Three different sects of the Seventh Day, and one of them is, you know, pretty close to being fundamental Christians. The other two are
right
or not. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, it was good talking to you. Stay well and God bless you, and keep fighting the fight.
You do the same, my friend. Thank you for calling. All right. Very good. 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, give me a call. Here, who do we have next? There?
Catherine in Texas.
Okay, let's go out to Texas, and we have Catherine. Hey, Catherine.
Hi. Praise the Lord. Good evening.
Good evening to you.
I have a question for Miss Wendy.
Okay, hey, Catherine.
Hi. I am glad you're speaking about, you know, anticholinics and all that other stuff, because I am a big fan of herbs. Believe me, they work. And I've been detoxing and all that good stuff, which, praise God. My question is this. Men need testosterone like women need a balance of estrogen and progesterone when they go through menopause. My husband is a very hard stick to get blood from, believe me, on that one. The thing is, you have to have a doctor's prescription to get testosterone powder to make your own transdermal. What can we do to help him?
There are some male herbs that nourish the endocrine system that manufactures the hormones for the right amount for your particular time of life. And so it's not like, you know, a hormone replacement or anything, which I find, you know, that's kind of a tricky thing and that can really mess you up. So I would personally go with the herbs. It's a gentler way to help the body, you know, function the way it should be functioning. So we do have a product. It's called Male Hormone. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's up on our website. It's in our catalog too. It's under the Just for Men section. And the website is the Power Herbs, the THE Power Herbs with an S .com.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, okay. And just click on the Just for Men area, and you can read about it. The ingredients are there. There's kind of regulatory information there, kind of help you educate you on if it's the right choice for you. And I would probably, if it was my family member, I'd go that route, you know.
Okay.
Did we lose? You're still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm listening. Okay. I'm whining.
Okay. Yeah, so it's actually that formula is from Dr. John Christopher. He founded the School of Natural Healing in Springville, Utah, and so he perfected that formula while he had a clinic for 60 years, so it does have a track record.
Okay, my next question is, will this also help boost the thyroid?
No. Thyroid is really kind of tricky. Are we talking hypo or hyperthyroid?
Hypo.
Okay.
Like,
are the levels really low?
We haven't checked those. Okay. But I noticed he's trying to lose weight, and it's just not coming off. You know, tired, sluggish, all that good stuff. It could be because of, like you said, male hormones.
Okay, so like, so are we still talking about the husband not with
yes,
the thyroid?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a little thyroid too, but they won't give me anything for it. So I've got that same problem.
Okay. Well, does he sleep okay, or does he have insomnia or sleep apnea?
How about sleep apnea? He snores like a freight train.
Okay, so that, Rutgers University found out that that is connected to the thyroid not balanced and working properly. So if it's not getting the right nutrition, the thyroid's not manufacturing the hormones, and the hormone, one hormone the brain uses as a neurotransmitter to regulate your sleep cycle and your breathing when you're sleeping. So insomniacs and people with sleep apnea really should investigate their thyroid function.
What would you recommend for that?
Well, it's kind of a sticky wicket. This is why I was asking if the levels are really low. So you probably would want to go get a thyroid profile from your doctor or your holistic guy. Now, there's 9 panels usually to look at with the thyroid to see how it's functioning. A lot of endocrinologists and general practitioners will just pull one panel because the only thing they have to give you is a hormone replacement. You really want to see the full function of the thyroid. So if the levels are low, Christine, we probably wouldn't use black walnut. So black walnut's got natural iodine that tends to feed the thyroid. But if you're really low, it's kind of counterindicated. But there are some other supplements out there that are really good to bring up that thyroid level. I'm trying to think of this one product. It's called GTA. But you may want to run it by a practitioner before you get on something like that.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of the name of the company, but it's sold, you know, online. It's called GTA, and I think, what is the name? I think I have a picture of it here. It's made by Biotics Research. And that's helped a lot of people, you know, on a natural level instead of having to go on a prescription. But, again, you may want to run this by either your naturopath, holistic doctor, or your MD first, okay?
All righty. Thanks. We got to move on.
I've been diagnosed with white thyroid on several occasions.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good idea to pull a panel and see where you're at, and that way, you know, you can kind of monitor it a little bit if you're taking a natural product, okay?
All righty. Apparently she's gone. Who do we have next?
We have Joseph in Boston.
Let's go to Boston, Massachusetts with
hey,
Joseph.
Hey, Pastor, it's Joseph. Haven't spoke to you guys in a while. Hi, Wendy. How you doing? I'll call
Hi,
you
Joseph.
Sometime. Maybe you could still help me. I'm getting, unfortunately, a little bit of radiation for treatment by cancer because, you know, I don't have much money, and we've talked, and my companion's taking me back and forth. It's closer, but it's still difficult. We remember we talked about it. I wanted to stay at the hotel, and of course the hospital went against me. But I tried to call Dr. Glenn, pastor, and his office manager wanted me to send him $90, and he seemed a little hostile. I don't understand that. I don't have that kind of money. So, Wendy, if we could get together, maybe you could make me up a concoction or a cocktail of herbs. I'd appreciate it to help me with this. Okay, is that possible? I think we talked. I talked to you a few times before we had the holiday when I first spoke to you a few months ago. Is that possible?
Well, you're under radiation treatment, right?
Right now, yes.
Yeah, it really, don't waste your money taking supplements while you're doing that.
Really? Why? Can you tell me why?
It's two therapies that work against one another.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought the supplements would help the radiation.
No.
Or stop.
Well, I mean, it's really you're working against everything. So I would, if you're thinking about, you know, getting on some natural things, do it after your treatments are done.
Yeah. I don't know whether I'll do 20 treatments. That's a lot. They're 10 minutes a day, Wendy. What would you do? Would you do half? And
I wouldn't do them at all. That's just me,
well,
though.
It's hard for me. You know what I mean. It's hard for me because I have no money, very little money, as you know. I'm getting no help.
Yeah, I mean, Windsor Medical University out of Quebec, Canada, published some research that dandelion root kills all known cancer cells.
Oh, yeah, I think we talked.
Oh. Right, and you can pick up some dandelion root tea at the grocery store. One, a good brand is Traditional Medicinals if you want to try tea.
I think I have. But is there a way, if, when I stop this treatment, if I get in touch with you, could help me with some herbs, we could work out something possibly?
Get done with your treatment and see where you're at and see what they're saying, how the treatment went.
Meanwhile, talk to your mayor there in Boston. Tell him you're an illegal alien and a drug dealer, and they'll get you all the help.
She won't even talk to us, Pastor. She's so crooked. Come on, Pastor. She's so crooked. It's unbelievable. Yeah, Wendy, I'll call you when I'm through with my treatments, okay?
Yeah, definitely get done with that before you try the other stuff.
Yeah. I really appreciate it because, it's too bad. I know about the Hoxie Clinic. I even spoke to them, and they said, if you don't have that much money, we may be able to work out something. If I could get some help, because they have a drink, as you know, it takes, you see them once and you see them twice, but they give you a whole bunch of stuff to do or take for the next 6 months, and it should help, but they were very kind to me, you know.
Yeah, well, aren't they in Mexico?
Yeah, but they have an 800 number for the U.S.
Oh, okay.
And well, they left.
That's a possibility, you know.
Yeah, if I can just get some money, some churches would help me with some money. That would be good because the doctor doesn't charge $400 to make a phone call like they do here. He'll talk to you for free, you know.
Yeah, but some of them give free consults, yeah.
Yeah. And it's too bad they had to leave the States, Wendy, as you know what happened to Harry Hopkins or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Hoxie, yeah. They were just doing stuff that was too good, you know.
And I know, and I've got the article, and you read it, and I've saved it. But I'll call you after, and Pastor, how is your surgery going with your eye?
I'm going tomorrow, and they're going to give me, I'm going to find out how
who is going to... take over for you while you're gone on the radio.
Well, I'm going to have this coming Sunday, Pastor Richard Lewis is going to be in my pulpit for me.
No, and I mean tomorrow on the radio. Radio show.
Well, I'll still be here on the radio tomorrow night. I'm not going to have the surgery yet. I'll still be here until...
If you guys can do anything, I would appreciate it, you know, because my church won't do anything, the Lutheran church. I'm going to another church this week.
Here's the thing, Joseph. We have all kinds of people calling on us all the time, and a lot of these folks aren't for real. And this is why
I need to go to
a church that's local. We've had people that have run so many scams. It's just unbelievable.
I know, Pastor, but I'm not that way. People have met me and they know me.
Well, see, this is why you need to go to a local church there, and this is what we do now. I've helped people, many people from out of state, but those are people that I've had some contact with that I do know, something about.
I wish you could come up here and see me, then you'd probably be some help. I know. I know about scams. I've been scammed too, Pastor, believe me.
Yeah,
but
so,
it's hard.
And Wendy,
I'm not lying.
Wendy.
I'm sure you and Wendy know I'm not lying. You can tell
Wendy hears from people all the time, don't you, Wendy?
Oh, yeah, frequently. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that's... So we're, you know, like I said right now, like I said earlier, the reason we don't have a great big huge building and all of that is that we rent is because we've spent that money helping people that were sick, mostly doing things like buying. We bought a lot of heating oil for people in the wintertime, at these tough winters, especially up here, that literally had no heat in their house. Or their electricity was turned off, and we've spent a lot of money helping people. We used to provide a lot of food, but nowadays, I guess with all the food pantries, we don't get that much call for food now and then, okay, but not that much. But so we have to be, you know, careful. One day, I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. We had a family who... We were given food to, and I would go by their place, and I would drop off a box of groceries. You know, usually mostly only canned goods and things like macaroni and spaghetti and rice and things like that would be. And one day I went there early in the morning, and I went to knock on the door, and when I hit the door opened. And I said, hello, hello, no noise. So finally I walked in to set the box down, and do you know what I saw? On the ashtrays were filled with cigarette butts, and there was empty beer cans and wine bottles all over the place. Now, if they had the money for beer and wine and cigarettes, I'm not going to give them any food, you know. And guess what? We found two families. They had a king-size bed in there. Nobody answered. They were all smoked out, and I yelled out, hello, hello. Two families in one bed were in there, and they were zonked out. I mean, just totally out, okay? And that was the last time I brought them over groceries. Because there was a number of small children there, okay? But, so we have to be very careful with what we do. We have to make sure that our money goes to where it's not wasted at all. But anyhow, I got to move on. Who do we have next?
It's about time we talk to Cliff.
All right, it's that time. I know he's going to have a real interesting question for Wendy. Okay, Clifford, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi, Wendy.
Hey, Cliff.
Yeah, before I get to I have a couple of comments on what you were saying. Very interesting presentation, and then a question on a couple of herbs. But, what they were doing in Sweden, I was looking at Proverbs chapter 12, and earlier it says wicked devices. Proverbs 12:12 talks about the wicked desires the net of the evil man. And I think that's a typical case where they designed to falsify the study to make money and threw basically woman under the bus for that. And, this is the net, they desire the net of the evil one. So that they it's like copycat fraud almost. Putting false studies in a medical journal. But also, the two other things you said about the Benadryl, I was just looking into that because this goes back to the last decade. Someone was telling me I take Benadryl for sleep, and then I just thought of that, and, I heard that it affected cognition. And, I looked at a YouTube video, and then I said, do people take this for sleep? And then I asked someone that had been working in a hospital, a woman doctor, and she said they did give it to people in the hospital, and older people had bad reactions, and people do use it for sleep, which is pretty stupid. And then what you were saying about Alzheimer's, look at the chapter in the book Follow the Science by Cheryl Atkinson. I have the audible version on two drugs that were introduced for Alzheimer's and the side effects that they have and how they got through is highly questionable and to the market in the last, 3 years. But my question is on burdock root, if you could go over that, and if there are some lesser-known herbs from India, particularly for the brain or the nervous system or that you've heard of that are kind of like not out there as big name herbs.
Yeah, I don't really deal with imported herbs. Really, I kind of stick to indigenous herbs here in the United States if I can. But your burdock root basically is usually combined in different formulas. It's a traditional herb that most people will use. And people use it for things like for digestion, blood purification, and joint pain, and even cancer. So it's got several benefits, so people use it for different things. I'm a big liquid person, so I prefer the potency of the liquids compared to teas or capsules or tablets. So And there's a difference in how they make liquids now. They can make them in a forced extraction method, which can expose the herbs to heat, which can lower potency and change them chemically. But it skips an aging process, so they can make a tincture in a day. The old-timey way to make tinctures is to age them for about 30 days and cold press them, which is what we do at Apothecary Herbs, and it just protects the alkaloids and the plant and the oils and everything, and it just brings up a more potent formula. So if you want fast-acting benefits, I always use the liquids. They're easy to adjust dose on. You can hide them in juice or water. And the alcohol that's in the tincture is the perfect preservative. It'll preserve it for like 10 years. So, were you wanting to use the burdock for something specific?
No. I'm just looking at some general, herbal supplements.
The things
I'm specifically interested in is more something that would, like, help energy towards working out. Would you recommend?
Yes. You can try your ginsengs if you don't have a heart issue. Ginseng is a bit of a cardio stimulant, so if you've got any heart issues like a flutter or arrhythmias and stuff, I probably wouldn't use ginseng. But it, on a cellular level, it gives your cells stamina, so people use it to feel peppier. I like to pair the ginsengs with other herbs because it gives the herbs a synergistic action and kind of boosts everything up. Cayenne is a very much of an energy support for the system, but you have to use a really hot Scoville heat unit cayenne, so hotter than a jalapeno. Use a habanero.
I have to. I got an article here. You mentioned India, pills, profits, and peril. How India's export-driven pharma machine puts Americans at severe risks. It's every parent's nightmare, racing their child to the emergency room, only to learn that the cough syrup they gave their son or daughter, rather than relieving their cough, instead had poisoned their child. It's the kind of horror story that no one expects, especially from something made for children. Yet it accurately reflects a grim reality of today's global pharmaceutical trade. In this case, a drug manufacturer in India decided to swap safe ingredients for cheaper toxic chemicals, the same substances used in engine coolants, brake fluid, and antifreeze. As horrifying as this story sounds, there's an even more unsettling truth. The same country responsible for these deadly syrups also produces a huge share of the medicines sitting in Americans' homes and hospitals. It goes on,
for coughs, for kids, time-proven time, T-H-Y-M-E, it can calm the cough so kids can get some sleep. And it also has a germicide, and it helps with whatever that, bacteria or fungi is that is producing the ill effect. So time is pretty safe. They used cough faster.
Yeah. Well, earlier the lady was talking about that her husband had the five shots. Who had gotten five. Well, here, Dr. McCullough, millions of Americans are infected with these parasites. Here's one thing that you can do. These parasites, if you've got the shot, apparently along with it, you've got some parasites in there. But he's got a remedy. It says, it gives a very long article. But they advertise this stuff on TV now that undoes the NRNA, the COVID kill shot, the bad effects that it leaves in their systems. So they've been promoting that a lot on television lately. All right, thanks. Who do we have next? Okay. Anyhow, there goes.
Well, let me ask you a question, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's possible to make something 100% hypoallergenic?
I don't know.
Well, free of bacteria?
Well, yeah, I think things would be free of bacteria if you put them under enough heat and fire. I know that I spent a lot of time in the jungle, and I never had any parasites, and a lot of the other guys did, and it's because I was eating habanero peppers all the time, and I found out that those habaneros killed parasites, and I found that out by the... Sometimes I thought they was going to kill me, too, but I just really had a taste for them.
Wow. Well, it's really difficult to make things 100% bacterial-free. Like, you see, you know, advertisements for hypoallergenic makeup, you know, and it's really difficult. And it's even difficult for pharmaceutical companies to make things that are completely, you know, safe, free of bacteria. I'll give you an example. In the 50s, you know, they store batches of vaccines. It's recommended, and therefore, if there's any kind of issue, they can go back to the lot number on the vaccine and see what's going on. So in the late 70s, early 80s, they wanted to look at the polio vaccine, the Salk polio vaccine that was made in the 40s and 50s. And when they looked at it under a microscope, it was supposed to have been a sterile product, but it was totally filthy with bacteria. And they said it was because they had stronger microscopes in the 70s and 80s, so that's the reason. So you got to remember, things can be measured and tested, but it could be because the equipment isn't as sensitive as it should be.
Yeah, I would guess so.
Mm-hmm.
But this report of India, boy, that really, that's got my attention. And
and a lot of stuff is coming in from overseas because maybe some of the other pharmaceutical companies are no longer making something. It went to a generic, and now they're not making it. And I would say 85 to 95% of your generic drugs are made overseas in other pharmaceutical companies. FDA is not really inspecting any of those places.
Yeah, that's why I think Trump wants to change all of that. He wants it, which, you know, would be a good idea. You know, big pharma here in America is not to be trusted either. I mean, this is why we need to take natural herbs as much as possible. And
if we just kind of follow some very basic advice that usually doctors give their patients, and, you know, make sure, you know, your diet's balanced and clean, and make sure you're getting regular exercise and adequate sleep and drinking enough water. I mean, those are pretty basic things that go a long way when you do it consistently. And that's one thing I think dementia patients often are told, you know, make sure you're getting exercise. You're also exercising your brain with, you know, maybe crossword puzzles and stuff. So physical exercise and mental exercise is going to be really important.
Yeah, the thing of it is again, today, with what's happened, the medical association out there, profession, has taken a very, very hard hit credibility-wise. You know,
yeah.
I think COVID really, really hit them hard, and a lot of people lost a lot of trust, and I know that certain people I know would tell me when it came to the COVID shot, and I was telling them, don't take that, whatever you do. And they said, our doctors would never tell us to do anything that would harm us. And yet they turned right around. And the one lady who told me that, I said, no, they would too. They're doing what they don't know. They really don't know what these drugs, what's in this stuff. And, she didn't believe me, and she took the first shot, and a door near killed her.
Yeah.
And then I got her attention. She says, I'm going to listen to you from now on. Give me that newsletter. She wanted to be put on the newsletter. And so
yeah.
we sent all these articles out there about all of this stuff. But I know that
it's just really astonishing. You know, the amount of journal articles that I read, theory, a lot of theory is in them, but maybe not adequately proven. So there's all these standards. They're supposed, the gold standard. They're supposed to, you know, test things observational wise. You know, chemically, all these things to, you know, and see what actions they get, especially with their clinical trials with animals. And so there's supposed to be this standardization of science, you know, coming to a conclusion. Unfortunately, we, like you said, we've got some fraud in this area. And
this is amazing. Just as you said that word fraud, mm-hmm. I'm looking at this article, and just as I read that word, you said it here.
So there's been scientists that are like what you've just expressed, very concerned for their area of science, that, you know, they're shooting themselves in the foot kind of thing, because there's so much fraud within the halls of research now. One scientist put it this way: there's like decades of fraud because of how the system works, where people will leapfrog off of one research report and put a twist on theirs, and they're using data that maybe is already corrupted from another report that was, you know, several years older than that. So you've got, you know, decades of fraudulent work that, you know, no wonder people are not doing well.
Let me read the rest of this part of this article. So India now dominates the global generic drug market, supplying the majority of the low-cost prescriptions Americans take every day. Behind that dominance lies a disturbing pattern of fraud, contamination, neglect. Factories caught falsifying test results, skipping safety checks, or cutting corners with unsafe inputs have continued shipping products abroad with little interruption and even less accountability. For American families, that means the same system that poisoned children overseas is the one filling pharmacy shelves across the United States, a system propped up by loopholes, blind trust, and an unhealthy dependence on foreign supply chains, the price volume, and profit over human life. 15 years ago, the U.S. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you just said it, blind trust. And you know, it's not a stretch to understand that, you know, doctors get information from drug companies on different products, and it's blind trust that, you know, these things pass the FDA, they pass the clinical trials. A lot of people don't realize, you know, drug companies tend to pay for these research reports, and they also pay for ghostwriters to write the articles that appear in the journals for the doctors to read that make the product sound better than it is. I mean, you're talking about, you know, massaging the numbers for real to make the product, you know, appear better than it is. So doctors are reading stuff that, you know, is not real. It's, a lot of it's not real.
Yeah, it's not, and I think that, you know, before, for the folks out there listening, before I would get any kind of prescription, I would ask the pharmacy, look, I don't want anything that's made in, or that comes from India, you know, right from, right off the top because of this information.
Yeah, people can pick up a physician's desk reference. Bookstores sell them. Libraries sometimes sell used or older editions, and it's a listing of all these drugs that are sold here in the United States, and everything you need to know about that drug is in that book. So if you're not on the internet where you can search for stuff like that, that'll be a handy reference.
Well, I would suggest to folks to avoid any and all drugs if possible, and that they call 866-229-3663 and get their medicines from you. Okay.
Well, the natural, you know what they're calling natural wellness now, Pastor?
No, what do they call it?
They're calling it functional medicine.
Yeah, well, they used to call me in the early days in the radio alternative media, and that was the nicest thing to call me.
I don't know the last time. I sometimes will watch my local news to check the weather report, but I've never watched any, you know, national news for a decade now, I think.
Yeah, well, your so-called mainstream have really lost the idea that they've come out, for example, you know, you've heard about all of what's taking place with the White House. Trump is building on the White House a new ballroom, right? And he's paid for this out of his own pocket, him and some big-time investors. I guess it's going to cost about $200 million or something like that, a huge amount of money.
What was wrong with the White House? Was it, like, you know, going to fall down?
There was a lot of problems, apparently, that were old and it didn't seat very many people in the ballroom in the White House. And so Trump loves that White House. He's done a lot of work in there. He's had a lot of things. You know, he respects what it stands for.
The history. He had a meeting and, you know, that big conference room where they all sit around and the media comes in.
Yeah.
And somebody banged into one of those mirrors he just had installed, took it out of storage, and it was a very expensive mirror, and one of the camera guys banged into it, and Trump had to say something. He was just like, oh, my word.
Well, did you see what he did with the pictures? You know, they had the pictures of all the presidents on the wall, and he took down Joe Biden's and put a picture of the auto pin in its place.
No, I hadn't heard that. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, that's what he, so they have, because he said that was doing the work anyhow. It wasn't Joe that was signing all those things. So,
well, one could argue it was the same IQ.
Yeah. So anybody was, so what's happening, NBC, PMS, NBC, and all of the others, their comment, you know, were saying, they were complaining out there today. I kind of sometimes mispronounce some of their names, like on MSNBC, it's Wretched Madcow. You have Whoopi Cushion over there on, what do you call it, and Joyless Blowhard.
Those are the people on The View, yeah.
Yeah, PU, The View, yeah. They all lied today. All three of them lied. They came out and they said that Trump was doing this with taxpayers' money, and he wasn't. It was being paid for by private donation and himself.
Well,
and
I,
so
I find those women on that show. I don't watch it, but I may be getting my tires put on my car, and it's up on the TV in the waiting room. And they're very contentious, those ladies.
Well, they're not really ladies, are they? They're very.
One may have a point there. But they're just really angry people.
They're angry, but they're vulgar too. Some of the language that they use. But nowadays it seems that it's not contained. It used to be just those on the left. Now we're hearing. I've been very disappointed with some of what I've heard from Fox News over there. You know, some of the things that they're saying. Jesse Waters, and also, you know what? I got to stop here because we're up against the clock. We're up against the most important time. Remember what I was saying earlier about folks out there listening to me? A lot of people out there that they're told if you just say the sinner's prayer, repeat after me. And sometimes I've seen people who will pressure people to say the sinner's prayer. They'll get them at a time where they're very busy or something, and they'll say that just to get rid of that person that's pressuring them to say the sinner's prayer. So it's very important that you have to understand, folks, that, again, the vast majority of people, the vast majority that believe they're saved, that think that they have a possession of eternal life don't, that they have the possession of salvation don't. And that's what the Lord Jesus said. Many are called, but few are chosen. Many come, but few will enter. Now, and the reason I'm saying that, and this is one of the reasons we've been preaching on it, you folks out there listening to me, the time will come. This will happen. There's absolutely no chance it won't. It's going to happen to everyone that's listening out there today, because it's already happened to all of those that have died already. The time will come when the only thing that will matter to you is your standing with the Lord. God recognizes two kinds of people, not young or old, not fat or skinny, not big or small, not male or female. He recognizes those that are saved and those that are lost. Folks, you have to understand. Now, if you're listening to me, someday you're going to die. Everyone out there who's alive today is going to die. And there are absolute, God has made many absolutes, and one of them is, when you die, it's going to be the judgment. From that point, you're going to end up in one or two places. Whether you believe it or not, you're free to believe whatever you want. But the reality is, you're going to end up in heaven or hell. Now, you don't want to go to the latter, believe me, right?
Right.
It's worse than you can imagine. So it's very important that you out there that you make your salvation sure. And what I mean by that, the very first thing you have to do, what's very important, folks, what's absolutely necessary for salvation is repentance. You have to recognize the fact that Jesus Christ took your place. He died a substitutionary death because of your sins. It was your sins and my sins that put him on that cross, folks. You have to realize that. You say, well, I didn't even know anything about it. You didn't have to. God is telling you already what God is telling you, and this is where the faith part comes in. You have to believe what God says. God always does what he says he'll do. And so you have to understand this, that it was your sin and my sin that caused him to suffer the way he did. He was the only one who could have done that. There was nobody else. He did for us what we could never do for ourselves. That's a reality. Reality is this. Now, I want you to think about that. Are you sorry that your sin caused him to suffer that way he did? Are you sorry about that? Now, if you are, what you need to do is you need to pray to the Father. Jesus said, pray to the Father. Ask him, acknowledge the fact that Christ died in your place. Ask for forgiveness of that. And then, folks, ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. If you'll do that, and if you mean it, God will honor it. Now, you'll know, because if it's true, if you really believe, your life will change. Your life will change. You're going to have a desire to do the Lord's work and to serve God. If you don't have that desire, listen, if the Holy Spirit is dwelling within you, okay, you will have a burning desire to serve God. We're out of time for tonight. So at this time of night, we always say thanks for being here. Thanks for your support. Wendy, thanks for being here with the...
Well, my pleasure. Thank you.
And we want to say good night. We want to say God bless you all. And then we want to say always. You ready? Keep fighting the fight. Fight, fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.